William was just getting ready to leave his office for good when someone knocked at the door. He opened it cautiously, but it was pushed the rest of the way.
"You utterly, utterly ungrateful person!"
It wasn't a nice thing to be called, especially by a young lady. She used a simple word like ungrateful in a way that would require a dash and an ing in the mouth of Mr. Tulip. William had seen Saccharissa Cripslock before, generally helping her grandfather in his tiny workshop. He'd never paid her much attention. She wasn't particularly attractive, but she wasn't particularly bad-looking either. She was just a girl in an apron doing slightly dainty things in the background, such as light dusting and arranging flowers. Insofar as he'd formed any opinion of her, it was that she suffered from misplaced gentility and the mistaken belief that etiquette meant good breeding. She mistook mannerisms for manners. Now he could see her a lot plainer, mostly because she was advancing towards him across the room, and in the light-headed way of people who think they're just about to die, he realised that she was quite good-looking, if considered over several centuries. Concepts of beauty change over the years, and 200 years ago, Saccharissa's eyes would have made the great painter Caravaggio bite his brush in half. 300 years ago, the sculptor Mauvais would have taken one look at her chin and dropped his chisel on his foot. 1,000 years ago, the Ephebian poets would have agreed that her nose alone was capable of launching at least 40 ships. And she had good medieval ears. Her hand was quite modern, though, and it caught William a stinging blow on the cheek.
"That $20 a month was nearly all we had."
"Sorry, what?"
"All right, he isn't very fast, but in his day he was one of the best engravers in the business."
"Oh, yes, William had a sudden flash of guilt about Mr. Cripslock.
"And you took it away just like that."
"I didn't mean to. The dwarfs just... things just happened."
"You're working for them?"
"Sort of with them," said William.
"While we starve, I suppose."
Saccharissa stood there panting. She had a well-crafted supply of other features that never go out of fashion at all and are perfectly at home in any century. She clearly believed that severe, old-fashioned dresses toned these down. They did not.
"Look, I'm stuck with them," said William, trying not to stare.
"I mean, stuck with the dwarfs. Lord Vetinari was very definite about it, and it's suddenly all become very complicated."
"The Guild of Engravers is going to be livid about this. You do know that?" she demanded.
Yes. A desperate idea struck William rather harder than her hand.
"That's a point. You wouldn't like to, be official about that, would you? You know, we are livid," says spokeswoman for the Guild of Engravers.
"Why?" she said suspiciously.
"I'm desperate for things to put in my next edition," said William desperately. "Look, can you help me? I can give you, 20 pence an item, and I could use at least 5 a day."
She opened her mouth to snap a reply, but calculation cut in.
"A dollar a day?" she said.
"More if they're nice and long," said William wildly.
"For that letter thing you do?"
"Yes."
"A dollar?"
"Yes."
She eyed him with mistrust. "You can't afford that, can you? I thought you only got $30 yourself, you told Grandfather."
"Things have moved on a bit. I haven't caught up with it myself, to tell you the truth." She was still looking at him doubtfully, but natural Ankh-Morpork interest in the distant prospect of a dollar was gaining the upper hand.
"Well, I hear things," she began, "and, well, writing things down, I suppose that's a suitable job for a lady, isn't it? It's practically cultural."
Close, I suppose."
"I wouldn't like to do anything that wasn't proper."
"Oh, I'm sure it's proper."
"And the Guild can't object to that, can they? You've been doing it for years, after all."
"Look, I'm just me," said William. "If the Guild object, they'll have to sort it out with the patrician."
"Well, all right, if you're sure it's an acceptable job for a young lady."
"Come down to the printing works tomorrow, then," said William. "I think we ought to be able to produce another paper of news in a few days." This was a ballroom, still plush in red and gold, but musty in the semi-darkness and ghostly with its shrouded chandeliers. The candlelight in the centre was dimly reflected from the mirrors around the walls. They had probably once brightened the place up considerably, but over the years some sort of curious tarnish had blotched its way across them, so that the reflections of the candles looked like dim subaqueous glows through a forest of seaweed. Mr. Pin was halfway across the floor when he realised that the only footsteps he could hear were his own. Mr. Tulip had veered off in the gloom and was dragging the shroud off something that had been pushed against one wall.
"Well, I'll be a..." the man began. "It's a ink treasure, or thought so.